This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Monday Hamas should swiftly accept an Israeli proposal for a truce in the Gaza war and the release of Israeli hostages held by the Palestinian militant group. Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber reports.
Blinken made the comments at a special World Economic Forum meeting in the Saudi capital of Riyadh.
Hamas has before it a proposal that is extraordinarily generous on the part of Israel. And in this moment, the only thing standing between the people of Gaza and a ceasefire is Hamas. They have to decide, and they have to decide quickly.
Negotiators for Palestinian militant group Hamas arrived in Cairo on Monday to meet Qatari and Egyptian mediators about the phased ceasefire proposal Israel presented over the weekend.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber. The U.S. State Department found five units of the Israeli military responsible for gross violations of human rights and incidents that took place outside of Gaza before conflict broke out between Israel and Hamas in October, the State Department said on Monday.
Four of these units have effectively remediated these violations, which is what we expect partners to do. It is consistent with what we expect all countries whom with we have a security relationship with.
State Department Deputy Spokesperson Vedant Padel, who said U.S. weapon sales to the units would not be affected. The United States said Monday it opposed the International Criminal Court's investigation into Israel's conduct in Gaza. Amid reports, Israeli officials fear the Hague-based tribunal could soon issue arrest warrants. This is VOA News. Demonstrations roil U.S. campuses ahead of graduations as protesters spar over Israel-Gaza's conflict. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
UCLA, where activists clash Sunday. At Columbia University, an encampment sits on the lawn where graduation will take place. Maj is with National Students for Justice in Palestine.
If Columbia wants to have a peaceful graduation, then there has to be some form of like meeting halfway with the students.
Students are demanding their universities cut financial ties with Israel over the large-scale operation in Gaza. Columbia alum Daria Lisa Chevalier.
They've met these demands before with regards to South African apartheid divestment.
Columbia officials say they won't bring police back in after arrests were made early in the encampment. Julie Walker, New York.
NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg on Monday said it was not too late for Ukraine to win the war, despite its outmanned and outgunned military struggling in the face of Russian advances while waiting for stalled weapons deliveries from allies. Ukrainian forces have been on the defensive for months, while Russia's troops have steadily inched forward along the front line. On Monday, Russia claimed to have captured a second village in as many days in eastern Ukraine, while a missile strike on a Black Sea port of Odessa killed at least four people and wounded 27. U.S. officials are negotiating the removal of American troops from Niger after the country's military junta ended a long-standing pact. Analysts say similar moves have not improved military security for Niger's neighbors. Henry Wilkins reports.
The U.S. State Department said that U.S. officials in Niger were negotiating the withdrawal of U.S. forces from the country. 2 weeks earlier, Russian troops arrived in Niger's capital, Niamey, to offer security support in the country's nine-year-old conflict with militants linked to Islamic State Group and Al-Qaeda. Niger is the latest Sahel country fighting an insurgency to eject Western forces and replace them with Russian troops after neighboring Burkina Faso and Mali. Henry Wilkins, VOA News.
At least 23 people died and more than a dozen were injured when a bus plunged into a ravine from a mountain road in northern Peru, local authorities said on Monday. An official said the incident late on Sunday happened on a potholed dirt road and a bus fell into an abyss some 200 meters deep. The bus with more than 50 passengers ended up on the edge of a river, and some of those on board were swept away by the water, another municipal official said. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.